Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's going on, Craig? What day is it? I see you got a whole new list of days. It's not even June yet.
Well, we're still in May. It is.
All those are left for May?
Well, yeah, it's cleaning out the May list.
I've only done, you know, a handful of them.
I know, but even a whole second page here.
Yeah, there was two pages worth.
Yeah, I ran across a piece yesterday. June is International Furious Masturbation Month.
Whoa.
You need to step it up a notch.
Way too early.
Too early,
way
man.
Way too early for June stuff.
I don't want to be spent by June. It's only May 28th, Thursday.
Wow.
2020, yeah. The year of our Lord.
Well, we're continuing International Masturbation Month, but you got to step it up a notch in June and make it furious.
I guess we've been practicing this month.
Yeah.
So next month.
To get furious.
Yeah, move it up to furious.
Yeah, but I only know one speed when it comes to masturbating.
It's especially towards the end.
Yeah, it's nothing at all, or it's furious.
Right. Today we are celebrating National Egg Month.
All right.
So celebrate your egg today.
Well, we're going to celebrate.
Eggs is a good food.
Yeah, I like eggs.
I'm kind of limited in my eggs. I don't scrambled and omelets. That's about it.
You don't like dippy?
Nah.
No, you never dipped
totally.
Never got into that. No.
Yeah.
Well, French toast.
You're not American.
No. Some,
well, that's different. That's French toast.
Yeah. Well, it's an egg wash. You got to use the egg wash.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not.
Hardly counts.
Yeah.
There's bread and syrup and sugar.
Yeah, but you still need eggs. There's
absolutely.
No French toast.
Yeah, but he's just talking about eggs
without the eggs.
Yeah, of course. There's not.
I'm talking about eggs.
Yeah, there's no cake without eggs too.
Yeah, you're right. Good guy. Good comeback, Craig. No, but Craig is actually hammering Utah, not puss.
A lot of bacon?
You can't have bacon without... Yeah,
I do like omelets, so I'll give you that. I like omelets and scrambled.
No, baking with a G.
Oh, baking.
Yeah, baking. That involves a lot of eggs.
Yes, but eggs are part of a larger thing there.
Yeah, exactly.
Eggs on their own, yeah. Omelets and scrambled,
ever
that's
egg
about
sandwich?
It.
Egg sandwich?
Nah, not really.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Like a potato salad with hard-boiled eggs are...
Oh, you don't like it in there?
Nasty. Okay. One of the worst smells in the history of
time. Oh, the smell, yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing I'm doing to make myself useful around the house. I cook breakfast on the weekends.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't do it now.
No.
That waffle iron come in yet?
I'm not there.
He makes waffles.
The waffle iron is on its way.
Nice.
Scheduled to arrive on Saturday.
Oh. Well, then Sunday morning, it's on.
It is. And in the meantime...
You do have less to do than everybody else.
I do. I do.
I was bitching before that about that, you know, I got more to... At least I got more than you got to do.
And I'm telling you...
I got nobody to take care of.
I know.
The rest of you all have people to take care of.
I know.
I don't.
Telling you, get the frozen hash browns.
Take care of your wife.
Thaw them out a little bit and then slap them on that waffle iron. Make yourself a nice...
He makes waffles.
Potato waffle.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, because I found a good brand of, I didn't. Christy did. A good brand of frozen hash browns. It turned out pretty well, almost every time. So, yeah, Craig in the house, I own the dishwasher, and I make breakfast. So, for the past couple of months, I have been useful.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And you're bringing home a paycheck.
That,
don't,
too.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, but so how long is that going to last?
You can bring it home in a pan. We're essential workers.
So you're kind of filling up your day a little bit there.
A little bit, yeah.
With some...
activity.
A couple dishes.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about what I'm going to make
for... That's the weekend.
I'm actually right now thinking about what am I going to make for breakfast this weekend.
Wow.
Those are the plans.
How are you going to handle all this?
He ain't.
Oh, it's easy.
He's not going to handle it.
It's easy.
You're going to have to go back to bed.
Oh, I'm telling you, tens of minutes will be killed with once the waffle iron shows up.
Yeah.
Tens of minutes.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Formula E driver Daniel Abt was disqualified from Formula E's stay-at-home challenge.
By the way, that is unnecessary. I happened to turn it on this weekend, and they were interviewing them before the race. And the one guy interviewing the guy said to
him, is this Formula One guys?
These are Formula One guys.
With video games?
Yes.
No, okay. I looked this up. Formula E is an actual racing thing, but it's all electric cars.
Oh, it's okay,
like,
I know that.
They're open wheeled like an Indy car, but yeah. They're all electric.
Okay. But this is the guys are doing it virtually, right? I'm sorry, Craig.
They are.
Okay, the virtual guys. They interviewed the guys about the race on that iRock series, but it's also, they're sitting behind computers, basically.
Right.
And they're interviewing the guys pre-race, and the one announcer says, you know, when you're behind the wheel, what's the difference? And I wanted the guy to say, I can't die. I can't die in my living room. But the announcer kept trying to bring up the fact that, hey, it's still tense. You got to make those turns. Yes. I kept yelling at the TV. Yeah, but he can't die. He can't die. And I'm thinking, nobody's, you got to say that. Sports has nothing.
The simulator can't, you know, just take flight and kill me.
I'm just excited when they talk about, you know, bringing back leagues and how they're going to do it. That, to me, is sports right now. But talking to a virtual race car driver before he's about to sit behind his computer and ask how tense it is, I'm thinking, he's not, I can't die. I got a cup of coffee here.
How tense is it? It's not.
Okay, sorry.
It's really not.
It's not. I know. It's but not. The announcer kept making it make serious. Like, he was like, yeah, which
I would love to hear him say that. Yeah. Oh, describe the intensity. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you crash and then the game resets you.
I have socks on.
Or sometimes your daughter unplugs it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so go, Craig.
Sometimes I'm in my Mario Kart.
I'm glad I remembered.
And I fall off the Rainbow Bridge.
And I can't die.
Yeah, this guy didn't take it very seriously either.
Good.
This Daniel Abt. He was disqualified from the Formula E's stay-at-home challenge. Organizers found he hired a professional racer to compete in his place.
Oh, you professional video racer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't even him.
Oh, because so no camera on the seat, I guess.
Because you know what? There are guys that are better at video games than actual racers. The racers are actually good at racing cars.
Yes, of course they're better at video games. They do it all the time. That's funny he did that.
Yeah, so he got suspended by his team. He had to pay a fine to UNICEF.
Wah.
In a video posted to his Twitter account, he apologized. He said he didn't take the event seriously. He didn't feel it met the standards.
And we're not either.
And he shouldn't.
Good for him.
He said, race car driver, and he's relegated to playing a video game. Right. Of course you're not going to take it seriously.
He said there were bugs, meaning errors in the game. Honestly, if you looked at it from the outside, I believe it was not a professional racing event.
It's not.
It was never my intention to let another driver drive for me to get a result and keep quiet about it later on just to make me look better because I just don't care.
That stuff's not working now.
I can't say I blame him.
I just don't care.
I don't blame him a bit.
I mean, NASCAR's actually racing, and they get more crowds in these level.
He said this result is irrelevant to me personally.
This kind of stuff. This iRock. This stuff. They don't get.
Formula One's pretty big in Europe.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the United States. They could race here.
He said this result is irrelevant to me personally. It has no impact in any way. I'm not getting any money from it.
I like
that
guy.
The sim racer hasn't gotten any money from me either. The guy that took his place didn't get any money from me either. It was a feeling of, oh, this could be something cool. Whatever.
And I like that guy a lot.
He just didn't care.
He's my favorite e-racer from here on out. I'm going to get his jacket. Because he shouldn't care. We were talking with Pete Lee a little bit, and then off the air, before the break about, and I understand it's all they got, but I can handle Wilbon and
Kornheiser.
Kornheiser from their houses, because they got to split off, and they just have basically, and they do a lot of that anyway. Wilbon does a lot of those other, and then they have the list of the stuff they're going to do. But if you go later in the day, it's like Kurt Warner in his living room talking to some guy I don't know from his bathroom. Bad audio, bad lighting. I'm thinking, I'm not going
to
watch.
It's not so much the hosts that I've seen that have been really bad, but like when they'll interview an athlete or something.
Right.
And I swear to God, I saw this one. I think it was on First Take a couple weeks ago. They rerun it in the afternoon.
Right.
They were talking to Brian Urlacher from the Bears,
right.
You know? And he's sitting on his patio, like on a chair.
Right.
Holding his phone
right.
out in front of him.
Yeah.
And it's
on national TV.
He's moving all over the place.
It's on national TV.
Yeah, bouncing around.
Right.
The dog's jumping up in his lap. Like, dude, can't you... Okay, if you're going to come on, mount the camera.
Yes.
Mount the phone and mount it up at your eye height so you're not looking down with eight chins.
A ball be hanging out or something like that.
And make sure you have some classic literature behind you so people know how smart you are.
I understand that we're just lucky this way, but this show has sounded, besides the pandemic talk, the show has sounded the same the whole time. We've been doing the same show.
Just no visitors.
I'm proud of that.
That's really the only thing that's changed.
I'm proud of that.
There's no visitors.
Right.
And we can't
talk. Because I've heard pandemic TV and pandemic radio. And, yeah, I'm glad we got to be here and do this for you.
And for us.
And for our sanity, too, for that matter, right?
And we talk without the masks on because of the way our microphones work.
Right.
They're different than TV microphones.
Well, we wear a mask in the hallway to the pisser. And we got rules. And nobody else in the building except for a couple other shows, and there's less people in those shows.
If I got a mask on, I have to poop.
Yeah.
That's my international.
Yeah.
I'm signaling
that's right,
everybody.
You're peeing out back, right?
I am. Don't tell anybody.
I won't. I keep forgetting. I want to do
just
that.
Just our secret. Don't worry about it.
I want
it.
To do that.
Yes, you do.
Well, believe me, I like peeing outside.
I know.
Even in the daylight.
Yeah, I noticed yesterday.
What do you do? Just right around the corner, around back here?
Yeah, right around the corner here, because there's little abutments in the wall where you can hide.
Do you turn your penis away from the street?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Because there's houses right over there.
My penis faces the building.
That sounds like a spy thing. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
My penis faces
the building.
But you've seen the marble races online, haven't you? Where there's little ruts in the ground and, you know, a slight decline. And they throw some marbles in the trough and they race.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I know what that means. Yeah,
I think the new season starts this month.
Right. We could do that with our urine streams. And some of the dirt over here, because there's a slight downgrade.
Maybe I'll just wear a mask to the bathroom.
And Craig will call play-by-play.
I forgot. Yeah. There's a pile of yellow out there. I don't want to pee out
No,
there.
It's not. It's well-distributed. It rains and it gets diluted. Your urine isn't going to hurt anybody.
No, I don't want to stand in somebody's pee out there.
Yeah. I think Craig's disgusted by the idea of calling play-by-play on that. But I'd listen.
To the urine race.
Yeah.
They're off.
Craig is a professional.
A couple of different troughs.
He does races, fights, baseball games. He doesn't call urine races.
Yes, he would. If there was a microphone and a paycheck,
he would do it. A paycheck, maybe, but...
He would do it.
Yeah.
I'll throw him a few bucks. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you don't need to pee that much, because, you know, it's the front of the urine stream.
But then he has to... If he has to call it, he's standing in front of two people. So he's going to see your junk. He's going to look.
Again.
And nobody wants to see other guys' penises. Except for Nick's dad and a bunch of millions of other men.
And maybe Craig.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.